Labor's Broadband Minister Anthony Albanese has launched a strident defence of the government's national broadband network during a debate with the opposition spokesman Malcolm Turnbull. Mr Turnbull says the Coalition's analysis of the NBN shows it will cost the government $94 billion to build, more than twice the amount the government estimates. Mr Albanese says the opposition is simply guessing at the numbers. The pair clashed on the ABC's Late Line program last night, as Ashley Hall reports from Canberra.
In a sometimes terse confrontation, both men had the chance to explain why theirs is the better broadband plan in terms of costs, timeframes and technologies.
Well, it is important that we embrace best technology and that Australia deserves the best.
Mr Albanese began with what he sees as the advantages of Labor's plan to connect fibre optic cable to 93% of Australian households.
You'll have it under our plan for the same price whether you live in the city or in a region.
In Mr Albanese's words, it's better to do it once, do it right, and do it with fibre.
When countries overseas have had plans like Malcolm's Fibre to the Node plan, New Zealand had it, they were doing it, they stopped and said, no, no, we're better off doing it once and getting the best technology rather than going back and retrofitting it in the future.
Under the Coalition's plan, about 20% of households would get fibre connected direct to the home, with most of the rest receiving broadband over the existing copper phone network from a node nearby.
You save three quarters or more of the construction cost and three quarters or more of the time, and you can nonetheless deliver very, very high speed.
Malcolm Turnbull says the technology he's backing can now deliver download speeds of 100 megabits per second. He says most homes won't need the 1 gigabit per second capacity offered by fibre.
The balance here is between the cost of deployment, the time it takes you to deploy it, and the service level you deliver.
The government says its broadband plan will cost $37.4 billion to build, but Mr Turnbull's analysis puts the figure at about $94 billion.
They have dramatically overestimated their revenues. They have underestimated the cost of construction. We've also assumed that they will take at least four more years to complete the project, which brings with it added costs. And we've assumed that there will be more wireless-only households than they have assumed.
Mr Albanese says the Coalition's figures are rubbish.
They have been plucked out of a Cocoa Pops packet.
The Coalition has costed its plan at $29 billion. Mr Albanese says the $8 billion saving represents a false economy.
It's like what happened with the Opera House now, where we have $1 billion needed to fix it up because cost-cutting, politicians interfered, cut costs when it was first built.
Mr Albanese insists Labor's NBN will be finished by 2021. Mr Turnbull promises his plan will be finished 2 years earlier, and he accuses the government of hiding the NBN's latest business plan and the delays to construction he believes it contains.
You've got a confession from the company that they're failing, and you don't want to let the public know.
When they do, Malcolm, it will be released publicly as all of these processes have been transparent.
The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Broadband, Anthony Albanese, ending Ashley Hall's report.